Welcome to Silicon Networks. I'm Marvin Tanner. We're an AI development firm and provide online training for those interested in artificial intelligence services. After the workshop, you'll be emailed the PowerPoint slides, the lab transcripts, the Word file, and the video. You can redo the lab tailored to your business. Actually, we will send you a link to a website which you can download it from directly because Eventbrite doesn't work well with attachments. You can call us directly later day if you have questions. I'm at 775-945-9825. You're here because you have a vision to build something great. Historically, launching a business demanded a massive budget or deep tech expertise. Today, that changes. Over the next 29 minutes, we're going to turn your computer into the most powerful business partner. My goal isn't to turn you into coders, it's to turn you into supercharged founders who can accomplish more in a single hour than others do in a full week. Let's break down how. Let's talk about your most scarce resource, time. The average founder drains 80% of their day on basic maintenance, answering emails, chasing social trends, and tracking competitors. That leaves a tiny 20% of your actual vision. Today, we'll flip that script. We're here to automate the repetition and buy your time back, giving you an extra hour every single of the day to focus purely on growth of your customers. First, let's bust a massive myth. You do not need a technical background or a math degree to use AI. Look at it this way. You don't need to know how to rebuild a car engine just to drive to the grocery store. You just need to know how to work the steering wheel. With modern AI, your steering wheel is simply your everyday natural language. If you could use Microsoft Word or any word processor, you can use AI. If you can text a friend, you can drive. Think about the last time you texted a friend asking for a recommendation. You typed a question, got an answer, and kept the conversation going. AI is no different. You chat with it, give it instructions, and tweak its output until it's exactly what you need. The technical barrier has entirely vanished. If you use a smartphone, you are officially qualified to scale an AI-powered startup. Leave the technical fear at the door. So, how should I view AI? Think of it as a brilliant, hyper-fast digital intern. This intern has read every book and analyzed every website on Earth. They don't need to sleep. They don't take coffee breaks. But remember, just like a human intern, vague directions yield vague results. Tell them do marketing and they'll stall. Tell them draft an urgent, polite invoice reminder for a late payment. They'll hand you a flawless response in 3 seconds flat. In a traditional startup, you wear 10 hats. Juggling executive assistant, writer, researcher roles until you are utterly exhausted and moving at a crawl. In an AI-powered startup, you're the director. You suddenly have a highly capable marketing department for everything. One tool handles copy, one generates graphics, another automates your operations. Traditional startups walk, AI-powered startups fly. Tonight, we're trading your walking shoes for wings. Okay, I want to hear from the room. What's the one nagging task you dread and avoid for weeks? For instance, in construction, writing comprehensive remodeling bid can eat up a full week of surveying, blueprints, collecting supplier estimates, and factoring labor margins. Tonight, sure to use AI to ingest these variables and crush that exact bottleneck before your afternoon coffee cools down. In a matter of 5 to 7 minutes, we're going to take an advertising brochure from a property development, feed it into AI, and give us a building plan for it, including cost, construction cost. And we're going to look at how to write a master prompt to do the job very quickly. Tool check, make sure everyone's logged into their first app. We will have a lab in 20 minutes to use Google Gemini to demonstrate. All right. So you might have Google Gemini up and running on the side. Marketing and branding. Now we enter the engine room. Marketing is often the biggest hurdle for new founders because it requires constant creativity. In this section, we're going to build a marketing department that works for you while you sleep. We aren't just looking for catchy slogans. We're looking for a consistent brand voice that makes your startup look like a $1 million company from day one. Whether you're selling a physical product or a professional service, the tools we are about to use will ensure you never have to stare at a blank page again. Problem: I don't know what to say on social media. Raise your hand if you ever open Instagram or Facebook to post your business, stare at the screen for 10 minutes, and then just closed it, the app, because you didn't know what to write. This content paralysis kills more startups than bad ideas do. You have a great business, but you're not talking about it. No one knows you exist. Problem isn't your lack of ideas. It's that you're trying to be a writer, an editor, a business owner all at once. Let's fix that problem. The tone of voice trick, making AI sound like you. A common fear is that AI sounds robotic. Here is the secret. You can tell it how to act. You can say, write this like a grumpy old mechanic, or write this like a Gen Z yoga instructor. More importantly, you can paste something you wrote and say, learn my style. The AI will analyze your rhythm and vocabulary. From then on, it's not just writing, it's writing as you. This keeps your business feeling human and authentic while giving you the speed of a high-powered computer. Creating a logo or image, the magic of text to picture. We've done the words, now let's do picture. High-quality images are expensive. A photographer or a designer can cost thousands, but today we have generative art. You describe what you want, for example, a minimalist logo for a mobile dog grooming business, blue and white colors, and the AI draws it. It's like you having a sketch artist who works the speed of thought. This allows you to visualize your brand, create flyers, and even design product packagings without needing a fancy software and art degree. We did this little logo for this workshop in about 3 minutes, all right? So it's all doable. Thinking like a pro, we're moving from creative side to the analytical side. Being a founder means making 100 decisions a day. Who's my customer? What should I charge? Why is my competitor busier than I am? In the past, answering these questions required expensive consultants or months of trial and error. In this section, we're going to use AI to build your board of advisors. We will turn the AI into a market researcher and business strategist to help you make decisions based on data, not just gut feelings. Who's my customer? Finding your target audience. The biggest mistake startups make is trying to sell to everyone. If you sell to everyone, you sell to no one. But how do you find your specific niche? We can ask AI to build a customer avatar. For example, if you're opening a vegan bakery, the AI can help you identify that your best customer might be health-conscious parents age 30 to 45 who live within 5 miles and value sustainability. Once you know exactly who you are talking to, your marketing becomes much cheaper and much more effective. Understanding the competition. What do people complain about in some industry? The easiest way to beat the competitor is to fix what they're doing wrong. We can ask AI to summarize common complaints in your industry. For example, if you're a plumber, the AI might find that number one complaint isn't the price. It's that plumbers don't show up on time. Now you have your AI edge. Your marketing will scream, we are the plumbers who actually show up. You aren't just guessing. You are solving a documented pain point in the market that your competitors are ignoring. Simplifying legalese, pasting a contract and asking for a summary. As a founder, you will face daunting documents, lease terms of service, or partnership agreements. If you aren't a lawyer, this is terrifying. You can paste a confusing paragraph into AI and say, explain this to me like I'm a high schooler. What are the risks? While it doesn't replace a lawyer, for the final signature, it gives you immediate clarity, empowers you to go into meetings knowing what the fine print actually says so you don't get bullied by big company jargon. The devil's advocate, asking AI to find flaws in your plan. Every founder has blind spots. We fail in love. We fall in love with our ideas and ignore the risk. AI is a perfect devil's advocate because it has no feelings. You can describe your business plan, say, tell me five reasons why the startup might fail in the first 6 months. The AI point out a seasonal trend you missed or hidden costs you didn't budget for. This isn't about being negative. It's about being stress tested. Your vision so you can fix leaks before the ship leaves the harbor. Pricing strategy. What should I charge for a service in some city? Pricing isn't the hardest part of a startup. Charge too much and you lose customers. Charge too little and you go broke. You can ask AI to perform a comparative analysis. Let's assume you're going to open up a boutique chocolate shop. You can have AI figure out who your competitors are. You can have it give you their rate card for the products they sell. You can have AI actually figure out how much they pay to make each chocolate and how much they sell it for and their cost of goods sold. And you can also find out who they source their materials from. From vision to contractual framework, having reviewed an architectural vision for the studios from the 2,888 square foot triplex fire safety corrections, ground construction of 10 modern studio units, we now move into the Google Gemini phase. In this session, we utilize the model to translate our teal and white cottage style blueprints into a robust turnkey construction contract. Let's begin by promoting the model to draft scope of work that aligns perfectly with Mineral County APN site plans. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a sales brochure and we're going to pop it into Google Gemini and we're going to work from there. All right. So lab module objectives with Google Gemini, data injection, importing specific materials budget to define the initial draw schedule. We're going to read a PDF. We're going to read a JPEG file. And we're going to have Google Gemini interpret them and actually produce final documents. Technical precision, converting staggered joint drywall requirements and truss upgrade specification into clear performance standards for the contractor. Okay, so here is our prompt. As a principal construction project manager, chief estimator, and a Nevada licensed architect specializing in Mineral County, Nevada building compliance, you're being provided with comprehensive structural parameters using technical context. You must generate four distinct architectural artifacts, complete architecture building plan scope, initial construction line, design, finish specifications. We're going to actually just write a master prompt, and we're going to talk about master prompts. So here is the, shall we say, the sales brochure that we're going to upload as a PDF into Google Gemini. So it has pictures, it's got a floor plan, it's got descriptions, all right? And then it's got an aerial photo of the property with the proposed development up on top. And then it's got scopes and objectives across the board. So what I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna go to stop share. And I'm gonna go to share. And I'm going to, going to have to reload it here 1 second. Okay, now we have Google Gemini up. I'm going to have to log in. It is gemini.google.com. How to get in? If you don't have an account, they're free. You do need to sign in. Just okay, I must have just typed the password. Okay, so we're in, and it's giving me a prompt, Ask Gemini. And says it's my move. Over here, we have like new chat. We have search chats, images, and library. We're going to start from scratch. And this plus here allows me to upload files. And so I'm hitting upload file. And I need to go to my F drive. And now I have loaded a file. Now I have to tell it to read the file, all right? So describe this file. And it's the same thing I showed you a minute ago. And it has interpreted the file, all right? Project scope and layout, development phase, floor plans, architecture, community amenities. Contact information, the rest of that. Now, all right, we have that. That's good. All right, now we want to write a master prompt that will take the information from this file and write a basic building permit application building plan and funding request for the SBA to fund the project. The property is free and clear. Prompt must obtain detail. Cost for site prep, construction, and finishing with appliances, a detailed building material list must be included. So I have now written the instructions of what the master plan needs to ask for. All right. And remember, you're going to get all this, the transcript for this and the video. So you can take notes if you want, but you'll have it in a couple of days anyway. Okay, so now you say it says master prompt to copy and paste. It actually is you are an expert real estate developer. Here's content, required outputs, and the rest of this. All right, ensure the tone, all documents are professional. So now I just copied that, and now I'm going down below here. I'm going to go Control V, and I've taken the master prompt to generate the finished documents that need to be edited. Okay, so here it's saying, okay, document one, building permit. Here's the details. Contractor information, all right. Here's project description, which is required, structural building specification. And it's telling me that we have about 5 minutes left here because this is a 29-minute workshop. Structural building specification, okay. Here we have it. And material list, all right. Here's the plan, civil earthwork, soil stabilization, utility and trenching, estimated materials list, single duplex. Here we have all of the materials across the board, okay? Executive summary for the loan application, collateral equity is owned free and clear, so that qualifies for the down payment. Here is the actual cost. And this was just generated by AI out of that one document. So you could take and read a PDF. You can read a JPEG. It will interpret it and it will do whatever you ask. You have to ask very carefully because otherwise you might get something that you didn't ask for. Okay, I'm turning your... I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. All right. Do you have any questions? Because we have about 3 minutes left. Okay. What we're going to send you is a link for you to get all the course materials. And this has been a 29-minute workshop on how to do something very practical. We're Silicon Networks, and we are artificial intelligence developer. We teach people how to generate information. And by the way, this project that we just did in the last 5 minutes usually takes about a month to do by hand. So it has increased productivity. Daryl, have anything to say?
No, thank you.
Okay, tell me about yourself real quick.
Oh, actually, I was looking for some ideas for marketing some real estate apartments, and
where?
All over, really, but right now Dallas is having some trouble there.
Okay.
It's a tough market.
Yes. All right. So anyway, let's keep in touch. You get the package. And you will see that we have office hours. Give us a call. Let's chat.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Otherwise, I'm closing up. We only do 29-minute workshops.